Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir, sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're starting a new Masechta, Masechet Psochim, using the Hoizva, the addition, Daf Aleph, and following mainly the Biro of Chaim Kanievsky on the Yerushalmi. So, the Mishnah. Orla Arbaasor, Boit Ki Mesachomets Loranir. Orla Arbaasor means the night of the 14th of Nisan. Before the 14th day comes, you check the Chomets Loranir. You have to do Bdikas Chomets. Using a candle. The rule is, a place where chometz doesn't go in there, there's no need to check. But says the Mishnah, hi, they said that you do have to check two rows of barrels in the martev, the place where they store wine. So the answer is, we talk about a place where chometz does come in, as we'll see in the Gemara. But Shammai say that we talk about two full rolls. We'll see in the Gemara exactly the explanation. Only the two external top rolls, and we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So the Gemara. So the Gemara now is going to try to bring a source. How do we know that you check the chometz on the 14th of Nisan? So the pasuk is talking about the 14th. It says you have to be shomer the matzos, and it says toichlu matzos. So we're talking about this pasuk. Im lachilas matzos, talk about you have to eat matzos on Pesach. Kvaksiv shivas yomim matzos tochelu. We already have a pasuk that teaches me to eat matzos on Pesach. So you want to tell me that you're ready in the 14th of Nisan, you can eat matzo. Because it says in the pasuk the 14th. When it says you have to do 7 days, it says the 7 days conclude on the 21st. That means the first day is the 15th, not the 14th. The pasuk is telling you not to eat matzo, but to get rid of all the chometz to be prepared to eat matzo. The end of the pasuk is be'erev tochlu matzos. You can eat matzos that evening. So when it says shamartem es matzos, means to take away all chometz in order to be able to connect the matzo. So the more lama lo yaner, why are we using the candlelight? Omav shmuel baritzum nishaner boi dekosho. Candle could go into what's called the Gemara in Bavli chorim v'zdokim, the small crevices. So that's why you use a candle. Lama balayla, why in the night? The best time to check for chometz is in the night, not in the day. And as the Gemara is going to explain a little bit more in Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Ramana lo yomar ken. Ramana says a different reason, meaning the reason we check in the night, not because then the light of the candle is brighter, but because it says, Shamartem asahim ezel ledoroisachem lechukas oilom. You guard this day for generations. And this pasuk speaks about the 14th. So you have to guard the 14th. If you have to guard the 14th, meaning you have to make sure the 14th is clean of chometz, it's the entire 14th, the night and the day. So that's why I have to check for chometz on the night of the 14th, so right away in the beginning of the day, we will have dikas chometz. So it has the Gemara in Daf Aleph Amud Beis, v'yatchil b'shloshosor v'yayoyim v'alayla m'shumorim. If I want to make sure the entire 14th is clean from chametz, so why don't you check in the 13th? So when you get to the 14th, those will be completely cleaned. Says the Gemara, af isle kai doma Rabbi Yosi. He agrees with Rabbi Yosi that the main time to check is in the night, because then it's brighter. So I mean, although he says a different reason why you start in the night, because you want to make sure the entire 14th day is clean, but he also agrees that the best time to check with the candle is at night. So therefore, I can't do it on the 13th during the day, but I must do it on the night of the 14th. Says the Gemara, v'yatchil oy l'shloshos, or if so, so do the night of the 13th. So that's how you'll get to the 14th and you'll be completely clean. And you'll do it in the night. Says the Gemara, in kini yivdok afilu Rosh Chodesh. According to this, you start checking Rosh Chodesh. So we don't magdim it so much. You have to make the 14th clean. If you're going to start checking the beginning of the 13th, you have already 13th and 14th. The Gemara says, all you have to do is 14th. Best is the night, so you do beginning of the 14th, meaning the beginning of the night. Says the Gemara, of Yirmiyo, Omar, Roshuom by Yitzchuk Boyi, Roshuom by Yitzchuk asked, Ma'u livdok lo or ha'avukus. Can you use torches to come and check the chometz? Is candle dafka, or are you saying candle is a small fire, so kosher if it's a big fire? Matzrichalim, bishoyrin mavliach. So the Gemara says, maybe the reason not to use it, But what will be the other tzad? Why is the avuka problem? Is it because oyu mavliya? Because it shakes. It doesn't. It's not steady. It's not a steady light. So more of Shmuel by Yitzchok Kedaita. So more not. The reason is because Shmuel Yitzchok is like Leshita Asoi. The Shmuel by Yitzchok Amar Pishaner Boite Kolshu Kolshu. The candle goes into the small crevices. It's easier to check. That's why the candle may be better than a torch. So the Gemara, Afal Pi Shein Raila Do, they have to use a candle. Zecher Do, we have a Zecher, because it says, because Shmuel says he's going to check your shrine with the candles. So you see, you find better with candles. Vizdabai Eimar, someone did a saying, Nishmeini Minado, learn from the following Pasuk, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Choyfes Kol Chadrei Botin. The neshama of the Adam is like a candle which cleans up everything in the stomach, everything in the body of a person. So you see, the candles was choifes. That's what checks and cleans up. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosi Masniso Omro Shabdikas Ayoyim Bdiko. Even though we said the night is a better time to check for chametz, but we know that the day could be also a good time to check. If I can't do the night, I'll do it in the day. The Taninon, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, Vidoyim Yaboit Kim Orlar Bosor, Babar Soshachis, Ubisha Sabir. It says you check three times, the night of the 14th, the day of the 14th in the morning, and then the time that you do the biru chametz. So you see, you could check in the day. Even for Rabbanon, we hear that. Clearly, Chum said, if you didn't check the night of the 14th, you check in the day of the 14th. You have to check with a candle. Meaning, when I'm doing the checkup in the day, I also have to use the candle, not only in the night. Says the Gemara, Nishpinim Minado, we learn this from the following. It says, don't check with the light of the sun, the light of the moon, the light of stars, only the light of candle. So I understand, we talk about the stars and the moon, I understand. What are you saying? Don't check, don't use the sunlight. There's no sun at night. You see from here, even in the day, it says to check with a candle and don't use the sun. So the more served over by chamber, or maybe I'll say that's only a place where you don't have a window, you don't have a way to check with the light of the sun clearly. Even a house that has a window and the sunlight goes in and it's the day, he still needs to check with a candle. Says the Gemara, "My voice, Afilim." Can you see the Gius of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Ran Masechet Pesachim? The question is, "My voice, Afilim, Ma'ul Levotkom Betchila Bayoyim." When you have a dark alley, it's very dark over there. Can you check at Lora and Ner in the day? Lechatchila. We said Lechatchila better to check at the night. But if you couldn't do it in the night, you do it in the day. But if anyway, it's a dark alley. There's no light over there, so maybe I could check in the day as well. Lechatchila, I could check over there. In other words, a dark area. Can you check at during the day? Lechatchila. Says the Gemara, "Mi lain de Rabbanon Amrin." What Rabbanon taught us: Loi kemoid hu minor beleilio hu minor b'imoh. The candle is not as bright in the day like as it's in the night, even though they're both completely dark. Still, the night, the light of the candle is much brighter. Tomav Gahuno, Havinan Arkin Be'elin Butisto de Sidirabo. We used to have to run away from the Malchus. We went to these caves which are in the big Bismarish. So they're hiding in these very dark caves. How do they know when it's day or night? So he says, Ayu Madlikim, they used to light with Avbeis and Mudalif, Oleinu Neirus, they would light the candles. B'shashu came when they were dimmed, Ayinu Yoidim Shu Yoim, we knew it was day. B'shashu Mavikim, when it was very bright, Ayinu Yoidim Shu Lailo. So you see, the light of the candle changes from day to night. In day, it's a little dimmer, and in the night, it's a little brighter. V'tai ki demar, it's similar to what it said, Rav Achava Bar Zeiro. The what? What did he say? Noach b'kisos al ha-teivo. When Noach went into the teivo, yichnisi moy avonim toivos u'margolios. He brought in very shining stones and jewels. O b'shosh ha-yu keois, when they were dimmed, ha-yudeh shu yoyim, he knew it's day. Shosh ha-yu mavikos, ha-yudeh shu laila. Then he knew it was night when it was bright. So again, you see that in the night, any type of light, either candle or jewels, get brighter in the night. Says the Gemara, Lamo, why do you need to know when it's day or night? Yeshchayo ches b'yoyim, yeshchayo ches b'layla. Some animals have to feed in the day, some animals have to feed in the night. Says the Gemara, v'achti, tzor tasel tevo, But it says in the pasuk, when the Gemara understands, it means he had a window. So why did he need to know when it's night or day? He just looks at the window. He sees if it's night or day. All the katzilesha did not work, did not operate during the year of the Mabul, including the sun and the moon. So there was no sun outdoors. They didn't know if it was day or night. But still, the jewels shine brighter in the night than in the day. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Aleph.